Mom!
The young boy's piercing voice woke Lelia from a fitful sleep. She shivered and blinked. No brothers snuggled up next to her. Last night, Mama had kissed her goodbye before tucking her makeshift bed into a corner of the wraparound porch.
She's tinkering, Billy.
A man with blue eyes that matched the little boy's joined him in the doorway. He smelled like a nap. The boy reeked of soap. Lelia crinkled her nose as he leaned in to get a closer look at her. Peeking out through the folds of a baby blue towel, Lelia could see the gray of early morning sky beyond the two humans. Bells jingled lightly against the doorway, and she shivered again at the cold breeze. A yawn stretched through her whole body, and she tucked her nose back under the old towel.
Woodford found it.
Lelia cracked an eye. The skinny boy pointed behind her. She smelled earthy warmth and turned her egg-sized head. She and the ratty towel lay tucked in amongst the plastic grass of an Easter basket. Behind her, one enormous brown and black paw rested on the edge of her basket. She followed the leg up to a massive barrel chest and on up to the droopy jowls and tired eyes of a mutt. She reached toward him for a nuzzle. The hound let out one low bark, and she jumped backwards, toppling out of her bed. He was on her in an instant. She yelped. But the warm, soft hands of the man lifted her away, and she was curled into the dad's chest in a moment.
Mom won't let us keep it.
The boy fearlessly wrapped himself around the big mutt.
She will let us bring a scared puppy into the house, though, Bailey.
The dad carried Lelia through the doorway as the little boy grabbed her towel. Underneath the towel, tucked into the wicker, he found the note in a small white envelope with their names written on the outside. Clark, Bailey, and Dr. Scher.
Dad, there's a letter!
So bring it inside. I don't think all the neighbors want to hear our business.
Old Lady Rucker does.
Bells jangled as the front screen slammed shut between the boy and his dad. Lelia craned her neck, looking around in the dark house. The front hallway led to carpeted stairs straight ahead. One side opened off to a brown room with softness everywhere. The man turned away through an archway that led to a green room centered on one giant wood table. The house smelled fluffy, not like the basement at all, or the car.
Clark Hillen, where did you get the puppy?
The dad stopped at the sound of a voice coming from the dark hallway beside the stairs. Lelia dropped her head back over the man's arm to sniff out the stern voice, and he fondled her velvet ears with a hand that smelled of food. Her belly told her to twist around and suck on his finger, hoping for milk, even though Mama hadn't given her any in days.
No, Clark.
A tall woman with hair a shade darker than Lelia's pale fur and arms full of lavender-scented bedding stopped at the archway to the table room.
You can't keep it.
The smile that wrinkled the corners of her brown eyes faded when she looked away. Bailey, shut the front door. This woman was clearly the mama and alpha of this little pack. Lelia tucked her tail and lowered her head as the woman came close to lift one of her paws with a finger. She talked tough, but her touch was gentle. And she smelled like dogs. Lots of dogs. Beyond her control, Lelia's tail popped out and thumped against the dad's chest.
How old is it, Mom?
Bailey bounced over to the trio with the big dog on his heels. The boy stuck his muzzle up into the puppy's face. She licked his nose, remembering no teeth, like Mama said. He giggled.
There was a letter in the basket.
The mom dumped the laundry into his arms so she could take the envelope. He was barely able to hold it all.
Take the laundry upstairs and then come join us in the kitchen. She's a few weeks old. Barely old enough to leave her mother, I'd guess.
Bailey charged out of the room, yelling back at them,
"Wait for me!"
The parents didn't bother to respond. They carried Lelia through flapping wooden doors into the most delicious room she'd ever smelled.